Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Technically speaking.
Technically speaking.
On 959 Breakfast.
Time for technically speaking, right? So technically speaking, we're looking at the digital migration from analog. So one shining example is OpenView, right? And we are joined by managing director at OpenView in a bit. We're going to be chatting to Matshipi Matebane. And this is pretty much, so you know more about this than anybody else. Poma Boy was saying we're pretty much moving from bunny ears. I have not used bunny ears in ages. So we have moved from bunny ears. How much more moving do we have to do?
No, we've moved from bunny ears, but the signal that you're getting, it was still not digital, you know? It was still analog. Now you're going to need a set-top box, I believe.
What is a set-top box?
That's why we've got Matshipi Matebane is going to tell us what's a set-top box.
Yeah.
It seems difficult and all very confusing. Don't worry, she'll break it down. I think it's just we're going to a digital signal. Our TVs will be receiving a digital signal from the terrestrial channels as opposed to analog.
Yo, huh? I can't be the only one. I'm sure there's many that are like, huh? Now all I care about is gas switcher on, eba on.
Just know that now you'll be in high definition. Proper high definition.
But we've been in HD, guys.
No.
What kind?
Proper as in the signal itself.
So we're going to see your frontal lace wig.
Everything.
We're going to see all of it.
Go on, okay.
You see, now the magic of television is disappearing. I used to love the magic of television when you couldn't see the wigs and you couldn't see where the makeup line is. You couldn't see, yabo?
Yeah.
Nah, it's football yonki into guys. We must get on with the world. Catch up.
I'm just worried about the lace wig industry. That's all I'm worried about, really. Because those hairlines, they're very deep. They're very, very deep. It's 7:45. We're talking technically speaking in a bit.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959. Technically speaking.
Technically speaking.
On 959 Breakfast.
Hashtag 959 Breakfast.
We are definitely on the street and definitely on the air. And it is a Wednesday, so we're definitely technically speaking at this point in time. We spoke about a shining example with the topic that we're chatting about, looking at the digital migration from analog. And we're joined by Managing Director at OpenView. We spoke about the shining star. Yours is a shining star. Matshipi Matebane, pronouncing it correctly.
Yes, that's perfect.
There we go.
Yeah.
Good morning. Thank you so much for driving here and actually being in studio present with us. So let's talk about OpenView, which currently is celebrating a special 3 million milestone. Is this 3 million viewership milestone?
This is 3 million homes. It's been a long journey. Wow. It's been 9 years. And we have had a huge support from our retailers across South Africa. We've got young people who got employed through the program. That is the call center in the factory. There's installers that have been given an opportunity to install this 3 million homes.
Yeah,
so it has been a long journey. And we thank South Africans for their support.
Yeah.
These 3 million households, how did, they access them? If I want to be like one of them, how do I access it and what's there to watch on OpenView?
So we have got quite a variety of unique content. Mm-hmm. Some of the channels that we have, I'm talking about eExtra, eReality, which are the best in the categories that they are in. We have got eMovies, eMovies Extra. Mm-hmm. And all of that content is, they are one of the top channels on satellite in South Africa. So we are giving value to that customer. Mm-hmm. And the biggest thing about OpenView is that there is once-off cost and there is no monthly fees on a monthly basis.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. Wow. I remember when you guys first launched, which is a yonks ago. Well, I mean, obviously you guys are still young, 9 years, but I mean, that's quite a number of years ago. The one selling point, your USP was exactly that, that you pay a once-off fee and there's no monthly installments. And I suppose, has this been good for business, right?
This has been good for business, and we foresee ourselves in the next 18 to 24 months being able to get into extra 1 million homes. So we
of
should
course.
Be in 4 million homes.
Okay.
And South Africans are supporting us at a rate of about 50,000 homes on a monthly basis converting to us.
This is insane. That's a big number. That's a big footprint, actually.
And just Just a bit of an explanation. I mean, you can imagine I listen to Kaya FM in Gauteng, but now I should be able to listen to Kaya FM anywhere in this country.
Absolutely.
Through satellite.
Absolutely. So usually television requires a monthly payment of sorts, and you've just said that, you know, even on streaming platforms, we pay on a monthly basis. And this is not the case for OpenView Decoder. It's a once-off payment, and there are no monthly installments. I want us to get into the migration from digital to analog, right? To me, it sounds so complicated. It doesn't sound as simple as a once-off with no monthly payments, right? How do we explain the migration to a layman like myself who doesn't understand this, who's not a geek, not a nerd? I just want my TV.
Okay.
I just want my subscription. What do I take away from the understanding of migrating from analog to digital?
In simple terms, you are moving from using an aerial to using satellite. That allows you to have crystal clear television reception anywhere in this country. And also from a technology point of view, it means the spectrum that is allocated to TV is used more effectively, allowing for more channels. And also long-term part of it means the telcos can be able to use that spectrum to make sure that data is cheaper.
So
we are on the ground having a switched on campaign, people activating, just allowing, make sure that South Africans are able to convert from analog to digital so that we don't leave anybody behind.
Absolutely. What do we need for this? Do I have to buy anything to make the switch? Do I have to, is there a little gadget or something that I need to buy? Or do the people just come to my house and install everything? At what cost is this?
Okay. So taking OpenView as an option, there is an install, there's a decoder, an installation fee that is once off fee that one has to pay. And that decoder, you can get it at your usual retailers in South Africa. And also government has got a program where if you are an indigenous household, any less than 3,500, you're able to go to the post office and register for that program. So we don't want any South African to be left behind because entertainment and information is quite important.
Absolutely.
What makes OpenView so unique from the other offerings that are out there?
Firstly, we are the first free-to-air satellite platform in South Africa. We have got multiple channels. There is no monthly payment. It's a once-off cost. And I mean, if you are coming from analog, you are basically having four channels. Now all of a sudden, you've got a world, a choice of channels.
Options. Wow.
And not only TV, but you also have multiple radio stations that you wouldn't ordinarily access.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the future. Let's look to tomorrow. What future plans do you have for OpenView, apart from this digital migration phase that you're in right now?
So we will always evaluate our content and channel strategy. So I foresee us getting more channels and more unique content. We should be...
Are you commissioning local productions?
A lot of local productions.
Beautiful.
And then there should be a lot of technological advancement in terms of the decoder and the technology around it. So we're going to give our viewers, our consumers, a lot more choices.
Stunning stuff. This is good to hear. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to chat with us. This is Managing Director at OpenView, Matsipi Madebane. Thank you so much for joining us on Technically Speaking.
Thank you.
There we go.
Technically Speaking.
Technically Speaking.
On 959 Breakfast.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.